This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. An upper-level trough of low pressure will continue over the Pacific Northwest, and temperatures will remain near to below normal much of this week across the Columbia Basin. Scattered rainfall on Monday amounted to mainly less than a tenth of an inch, so harvest delays for hay and any damage to cherries were mostly minimal. Now, a few more light showers are possible again today and Wednesday, with amounts under a tenth of an inch in most areas. So hay cut today or Wednesday should be able to be baled this weekend with little or no rain damage. And there will likely be moderate to locally heavy dew forming overnight on hay windrows in the irrigated fields, except in the Kittitas Valley. Look for this to decrease after midweek. The dry conditions will allow winter wheat to continue ripening. You can plan on crop water use for alfalfa, spring grains, mint, and apples to range between 1.75 inches and 2 inches, while lawns, potatoes, peaches, and early tasseling corn needs between 1.5 inches and 3/4. If you need to spray this week, you can expect breezy conditions in much of the Kittitas Valley with lighter winds elsewhere. Over the past month, some farms in central Washington had a brief bout with extreme heat in mid-June, but really, nothing since. It does look like the end of next week, though, we could see a few days with temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.